Hello, and welcome to Yousef's Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Hey, Yousef Dave here. Welcome back to another episode of Yousef's Stoop. In this episode, we'll be talking about reflection. We made it to another year. We're here. We're on the cusp of going into 2025, and I just want to congratulate you for being here in this moment. Congratulate us, and most importantly, thank God for the opportunity to breathe another day. And I think the best place that we could start after that acknowledgement is defining what reflection is. And it starts with a serious thought, or to sit down and to consider something, taking time to look back or decide on something in the moment. So reflecting, bouncing off of, reflection, seeing deeper within. And the next step is, why do it? Which I think a lot of us can either run towards or run from, which essentially is, it helps you make better choices and it helps you understand yourself or the situation that you're in. And sometimes looking in the mirror or looking back on something to question if it was done correctly or if anything was missed, it makes you have to choose to be better. And when we look at ourselves, it causes us, well, the hope is for us to grow. So in knowing that, when we reflect, what's the proper way to do it, or a way that can help us achieve when we do it? And after the intermission, we'll dive right into that. Until then, enjoy. Welcome back. Let's dive right into some methods that can help you reflect. So one that I'm sure everybody has heard of, meditation, runner-up, journaling, most importantly, quiet time. And then I think something that a lot of us need to implement, biblical readings, and I'll explain why. Simply put, the Bible is a map. It's not just a story. These are guidelines to help you live a lifestyle to be a good human being and to also be grounded within yourself. So we'll go with Proverbs 27 and 19. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. When I first read this, I instantly thought about Lion King. Remember the moment where Simba had to stare into the water? That's pretty much what the Bible helps us walk towards, remembering our identity. And I'll share another, John 8 and 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if you know the unalienable truth within, then the truth expresses itself outwardly. So reflection helps you define what that truth is, especially when you align it to the map or the evidential journey, the legend, what helps you see where everything is. That's why it's important to develop these methods to help you reflect, to find your identity. And the final scripture is 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when you reflect, the way you used to feel or the way you used to identify with that situation, with yourself, with that person, thing, whatever the case may be, you start to develop a new perspective. And that's what the reflection process is about. Developing the perspective, furthering the perspective, and changing it where necessary. So, again, you've made it this far. How much further can you go if you take the time to look at where you were, where you are, and where you want to be? Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful 2025. And here's to reflecting and becoming a better human being. Love you. Talk soon.